I'm Juliet Fromholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. Very happy to welcome our guests for the evening in the studio. Separately, they are Lynn Perzak and Bob Farley. Together, they're known as Raggedy Edge. We're going to get to know them and find out how you can go see them this weekend. But first, we're going to hear some live music from them.
I can't help the way that I was then, a whole lot wilder than I am today. A little fuzzy as to how I got that way. Riding the wave, more stable, now my sails are trim. Holding on, the breeze is coming into play. Deciding if they're going to or from my way. But now that I'm with you, my life's turned around. You came to me out of the blue. Now I revel in the love I found. With you, with you. I can't wait to see what it will have been. A bit more together than I am today. A little fuzzy as to how I got that way. Riding the waves, more stable, now my sails are trim. Holding on, the breeze is coming into play. Deciding if they're going to or from my way. But now that I'm with you, my life's turned around. You came to me out of the blue. Now I revel in the love I found. With you, with you. Does it seem an impossible dream has come true? Is it time to be all that I am with you? We will have been happy to remember all the trips we took. Looking forward to the ones we've yet to book. Throwing the rope around a whirling wind, holding on tight, staying well aware. Trying to remember just how we got there. But now that I'm with you, my life's turned around. You came to me out of the blue. Now I revel in the love I found with you. With you. Now that I'm with you, my life's turned around. Came to me out of the blue. Now I revel in the love I found with you. With you.
That is the title track from our first CD. And the next song we have is one that takes us to the Hawaiian island of Molokai.
Boy without a paddle, a canoe. It's a situation that positively makes me blue. His island home is far from mine. And if I'm not to be alone tonight, I gotta fight the riptide or swim to Molokai. To Molokai. can, but sweet baby, he lives there. Knows exactly why I dare. For his love I challenge sea and sky, fighting the riptide, swim to Molokai. Campfire, the moon, and my ukulele. The only thing missing is hugging and a kissing from my baby. The ocean prairies deep and wide, I always get a stitch in my side when I fight the riptide or swim to Molokai. To Molokai. Yeah, my sweet baby, he lives there. He knows exactly why I dare. For his love I challenge sea and sky, fighting the riptide, I swim to Molokai.
That was missing the reverb at the end of it and the big echo and all of my pedals.
Well, we are live in the studio and we're really pleased to be here.
Yes, we are.
Our next song is one that we like to call a song for our time, and it is called Facebook Status.
Been thinking about changing my Facebook status, but I wonder how that'll make people look at us. All the assumptions they'd arrive at, and pretty soon nothing we did would remain private. Gotta let everybody know sooner or later. I don't need help to spell it out, don't need a word generator, just log me on. Privacy gone.
Well, I'm learning me some Facebook psychobabble. I get to me a double, triple score in Scrabble. Taking time to wash my online Cupid bill. Should I order water crops in Farmville?
Gotta let everybody know sooner or later. Don't need a word generator, just log me on. Privacy.
lots of time, such but lots of fun. Once you start, you're never done. Well, kiss my apps, I'm cyber stalked. Which one of my so-called friends of a friend 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 do I have to block? Gotta let everybody know sooner or later. I don't need help to spell it out. Don't need a word generator. Just log me on. Privacy gone. Just log me on.
Well, I'm thinking about changing my Facebook status, but I wonder how that'll make people look at us.
All the assumptions they arrive at, pretty soon nothing we did would remain private. Gotta let everybody know sooner or later. I don't need help to spell it out. Don't need a word generator. Just log me on. Privacy gone. Just log me on. Privacy gone.
Raggedy Edge live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back to chat with them. And of course, we'll hear some more live music before the night is out. Stay tuned to 91.3 WISO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WISO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host, and a moment ago we heard live music from Raggedy Edge. They're here in the WYSO studio. We've got Lynn Pertzog and Bob Farley. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
What she said.
Very happy to have you here. Tell me a little bit about how the two of you got started playing together. There was something with an open mic, I understand?
That's right. Bob was hosting an open mic at a coffee shop in Fairborn, and I went out to my first one, having returned to Ohio fairly recently and ready to find out what the music scene was here. And so I went to the open mic, and we met and started seeing if we could be a duo, and it seemed to jive pretty well, pretty readily.
I walked her to her car, and I've never stopped walking to her car. Kind of how it went.
Now, Lynn, before you returned to Ohio, had you been playing a lot of music, or was this sort of a return to music as well?
I had been playing a lot of music. I had been solo, but I was living out west for a number of years, and always looking for, however, a great guitar player to play along with, and I found him here with Bob. So very pleased and feel really fortunate that we ran into each other.
And Bob, what's your musical background? How did you have you been doing the open mic scene for a while, or?
I just started doing that when I came to Fairborn in 2007, and decided I was going to start playing guitar again. I'd going to quit for a while, and then was seeing where people were playing in coffee shops and things like that. And I was playing at home, and my neighbors got tired of me playing at home, so they told me to, why don't I get out and play somewhere? And so I did, and it has been rolling along pretty good since then.
When the two of you decided to start playing together, were you both bringing songs that you had been playing solo, or did you start writing together right away?
Both.
I think both, but we really did kind of toss out that idea of, hey, what do you like? What do I like? And, you know, if he was going to want to play 8-minute Led Zeppelin leads, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, that wasn't what I was into, more into the lyric-driven songs. And so we found that out very quickly, that we did really share common interest in the genres, and we feel a variety of genres, but again, no really hard rock for me. I'm sure he would be happy to do it. Bob started way back in high school playing in rock bands, but happily he's mellowed a bit, which works just fine for me.
And for Lynn, she is the opposite of mellowed, because you know, a lot of her songs were very slow and introspective, let me say. And so you know, I couldn't stand to do a whole night of that. And we both kind of agreed on those terms.
We found the middle ground.
We found the middle part.
Is that difficult when you're used to being a solo performer to not only begin playing with each other, but to let the other person kind of have that influence and sort of bring what they've got to the table to something that you originally wrote for yourself?
It can be. And that probably is one of the hardest things, I think, regardless of what field you're in, is to be able to take that criticism and use it and see it as constructive. And we both had to kind of get used to that process. But again, we were both very interested in being duo instead of solo artists. And so I think that commitment was there from the start. But yeah, it's hard not to have your feelings hurt. You know, I love this song. As Bob says, sometimes you have to let the baby go and pick the best parts of what you have.
How early on in the collaboration did you guys decide that you wanted to start recording? I know you've got a couple of albums out.
We do. Gosh, right away. Because once we were successful in writing together and playing together, I had a solo album that I had put out when I was out west, and just really believe in that process of getting it into a hard copy and being able to share it that way. And we're, you know, adjusting to the fact that the music scene is changing with the digital world being more influential. But I like that hard copy. I guess personally I like to have it. And so we were committed really from the start, as I say, once we discovered that we had what we felt was something special and good songs. Bob's really the one who writes the most for our duo.
I was jealous that she had one, so I wanted one too. That's all it was.
Now, I know your most recent album came out just last year. In going from the original album to the one from last year, did you do anything differently in your approach to going into the studio or prepping the album? I know there always seems to be that learning curve after the first one where there are five things that you are absolutely going to do again and, you know, five other things that you want to do differently. What was that like?
We were more prepared for the second one. We had the songs down better. We knew them better. And once we were there, most of the songs have bass and drums on them, where the first CD was more aimed at just trying to get our duo sound, and we wanted to really keep it pared down to that. And so the second one, we did the opposite in that respect. And it sounds more like a full band, and it is a full band.
Mm-hmm. Do you tackle the songs differently when you know you're going to just be playing as a duo as opposed to having bass and drums in the full band?
Oh, yeah.
Different
yes.
Mindset.
You mean as far as playing them?
Yeah.
You have to because there's a couple pieces missing, and then when the pieces are there, you have to take them into account. There's really more freedom in being a solo or a duo, and the more people that you add to it, the less freedom each person winds up having. You have to have things better set, and it can be more fun. It's more fun maybe for the listener, but I have several different kinds of effects and looping pedal and things to keep it interesting on the guitar. And of course, Lynn plays guitar and mandolin and does percussion. So that really fills in for the song. And so you know, the songs don't always sound the same live as they do on the CD. And we think that's okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you guys have a couple of gigs this weekend, Friday night, you're going to be at the Bellhop in Bellbrook, and then Saturday night at Spinoza's Great Pizza in the Fairfield Mall. And coming up next weekend at Bruning's, right in that Fairfield Mall area, right by the across the street from the Target. Do you guys keep your weekends pretty booked with gigs? Is that sort of the goal, is to be playing out as much as possible? Or
it is the goal, and we do, and we're becoming more and more successful with having our weekends be very busy, as well as some of our weeknights. We both are doing music full-time with jobs, of course, to help on a part-time basis. The other thing we're doing now is touring, and we love it. We have just had a blast so far with the tours that we've done, and we really plan to keep that going as well.
So is this year looking like mostly focusing on the touring and the live gigs, or are you going to try to get back into the studio this year?
We are going to focus on the live gigs and the touring, yeah. And we talked about trying to get our favorite studio, no offense to the local folks, but honestly a favorite one is out in Utah, and so that takes some planning. And we just were looking at the calendar. In fact, can we get there this fall? And happily, our calendar is too full. And so we're going to cut out some time in 2015 to get back out to Utah. And we are happily using a couple of studios here, too. But I think it's, for me, as much a comfort thing, because this is the fellow that I first recorded with, and I'm very comfortable with him. And so it's fun to make the road trip to Utah and gig along the way and gig on the way back. And it helps also to get Raggedy Edge out into the world when we take those trips. And so it's kind of a combo excuse for a trip and excuse to record all at the same time.
That's got to be nice to be able to make recording an event, something to look forward to rather than just, oh, I'm going to take off work on Friday and go down the street to the studio, but to sort of make it a pilgrimage for the music. That's got to lend itself very well to creation as well.
It does, and it adds to that excitement to get there and see old friends and play the venues that I was playing when I lived there and that kind of thing as well. So,
if people want to get their hands on the recordings you have, what's the best way for them to do that, in addition to, of course, coming out and seeing you guys this weekend?
The best way would be to go to raggedyedge.bandcamp.com. online. That's where both of our CDs can be bought. You can actually listen to them there too, as long as you're online. You don't have to buy them, you can just listen. We don't like that very much, but
we hope you like them well enough to want to buy them and hear them again and again. RaggedyEdgeMusic.com is our website, and that of course has the link to Bandcamp. It tells you where we will be when we are in the area and when we will be gone. And of course, we have the Facebook and Twitter presences as well. So you can kind of find us wherever you are, I think. We love meeting people. We love it when people come to a venue and say, "We came because you were here." And we're getting more and more of that, happily.
Very exciting. That's a great feeling when somebody is there for you to experience the music.
It absolutely is.
I want to, I know Tom's getting up links to all of your website and all of that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier. You mentioned that Bob started off in rock bands in high school, and that wasn't necessarily your path, Lynn. Tell me, both of you, a little bit about how you got started playing music, sort of where your musical roots are.
Well, I guess there was a guitar lying about the house, and my mom said that if somebody didn't start to play it, she was going to throw it away. So I picked it up and started picking out little notes, and that kept the guitar around for a couple of years. Then my aunt married a guy who was a guitar player, and he saw that I had some interest, and he started showing me stuff. So I told him I wanted to know how to play like Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. I wanted to play the leads and stuff. And he said, "No, you got to play chords." So I was very perturbed by that. But I went ahead and learned chords. It took me a few months. And then the next time he came to visit, I said, "Look, I can play chords. Now I want to be Jimmy Page." And he took a deep breath and said, "Okay," and began to teach me. And from there. That's where my interest started, I guess, with those bands in the 60s and those sounds. And that's what I tried to emulate, and I did for a long time, and then kind of went into bluegrass. My family was into bluegrass, and so you had the bluegrass in the country. Growing up as a baby, I had Elvis and George Jones coming at me from all directions, and so that's my excuse for being as eclectic as I am. And I like just about all different kinds of music. I can take a little bit of it for small periods of time easily.
And Lynn, what about you?
I started playing guitar at the age of 12. Same sort of situation. There was a guitar there. My older brother had left it behind when he went to college, and my best friend was taking lessons and learning to play the guitar. So I picked it up and just kind of sat down with the Mel Bay Book of Chords.
Yay, Mel.
And then we began playing in church and had formed, you know, a girl group of singers for church and school, and just kind of kept it up as a hobby through college and, you know, graduate school and that kind of thing. And didn't play out, honestly, until I decided much, much later in the late 90s that I wanted to get back to music. And so I had played the whole time but hadn't really been serious about it until the 90s as at least a part-time career, and again, been fortunate to be able to kind of decide to go with it on a full-time basis now.
For both of you, was there a particular moment when you said, "Yeah, this is what I want to do," and I, as you were saying, Lynn, like, I don't just want to make this, you know, a hobby or something I do at home. This is what I want my life to be. Can you pinpoint that moment, or did it just sort of evolve over time where you were kind of like, "Oh yeah, I'm doing it."
I think for me, it was an evolution. And perhaps the defining moment was the first performance and being in that, you know, very nervous and yet enjoying it and finding that you can do it. And, you know, you put yourself out there and you don't know whether it's going to work or not. And so I guess that was it. Those first performances, having friends show up. You know, you get the compliments that say, "Wow, this, you know, this is good. Keep doing it," and so that kind of support makes a difference. And yeah, I think it was an evolution, as you put it, for me. There was less a moment when I said I got to quit this other thing and do music. But I also probably because I was doing it kind of the whole way through.
There were about 5 or 6 moments for me, and there were 5 or 6 other moments where I said, "I'm never playing music again." and then I would always come back to music. I always came back to music. And the last time that I decided I wanted to do it full time was just probably a few years ago when we started playing together. And I know it now. It just suddenly came to me when we booked our first road trip, our tour last year, I guess. I think that really put the icing on the cake for me, because I didn't see any way to be able to do that. Because back in the old days, you didn't have cell phones. You had to dial long distance and, I don't know, write letters. I don't know what you had to do back then. But now you can do all that stuff online and with cell phones and get everything booked and ready to go. And it's a lot easier than I thought. If I'd have known, I'd have done it a long time ago.
Well, we're glad you're doing it now.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You can check out Raggedy Edge Friday night at the Bellhop in downtown Bellbrook. Saturday night at Spinoza's. They're right there in the Fairfield Mall. Both shows are 7 to 10 p.m. And we've got links to Raggedy Edge, to how to get their music, and to these gigs on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to take a quick break, and then shall we hear some more live ones, guys?
We'd love it.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back for more live music from Raggedy Edge. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basin, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, Get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests are Raggedy Edge. You can check them out this weekend. We'll give you all the details in a minute. But first, we're going to hear some live music from them from right here in the WYSO studios.
Night winds tap dancing through the chimes, music to the moon and the stars that I'm hearing on the breeze tonight. All alone with a thousand stars, wondering where in the world you are, and when I'll be back by your side. If it were up to me, we'd dance in the moonlight. If it were up to me, we'd walk by the sea. Were up to me, we'd play the song right through the night. If it were up to me, till sun arising, I'm keeping my gaze on the far horizon, Milky Way breaking through the sky. Palm trees swaying, surf is breaking, you're not feeling how my heart is aching. Since we said goodbye, if it were up to me, to me, we'd walk by the sea. If it were up to me, we'd play the song right through the night. If it were up to me, spinning round, turning you around to the sunrise. Such a warm summer breeze feel on the beach in the midnight, floating over the waves just out of reach of the morning by the sea. If it were up to me, we'd play the song right through the night. If it were up to me, if it were up to me, we'd play the song.
Well, our next song is the title track from our second CD, and it is called My Favorite Deja Vu.
Which this was certainly soon be. Ocean curl, desert cactus, prairie beach and field. Met a lot of folks along the way. Some couldn't leave, some couldn't stay. Well, some I had a snack, some I had a three-course meal. But when you ask me what's my favorite memory, what's my favorite thing to do, my favorite place to be in all this world, right here next to you. 'Cause you're my favorite deja vu. Played a lot of chords on this guitar, trying to be a rock and roll star. Had a few good times and some train wrecks. Party too much, drank too hard, could not handle a business card. In the end, you get what you expect. But when you ask me what's my favorite memory, what's my favorite thing to do, my favorite chords to play on this guitar are in this song I sing to you. You're my favorite deja vu. Feel like I've been everywhere before. And every time I go through one more door, did I just miss meeting up with you? And are you having deja vu? Pages full of rhyme, computers work but a pen's just fine, capturing the thoughts I won't say. Learn out if I leave them on the shelf, songs won't ever write themselves. Somebody must shine the light of day. But when you ask me what's my favorite memory, what's my favorite thing to do, I think about the life I've lived and reimagine it with you. Cause you're my favorite deja vu. You're my favorite deja vu. You're my favorite deja vu.
That guitar, please, Bob.
I will. And I'll put on Old Faithful.
This next song is from our first CD, and it's a song that Lynn wrote.
It's called Harmony Motel.
It requires a capo.
We'll put that on there then.
I am in charge of keeping the capo in order.
One look, all fell under your spell. You see You said you were tired of the road. You didn't care to haul another load. You were easy to persuade. Instead of passing through, you stayed. You said you were tired of the road. Meet the flashing neon lights of the highway sign. 20 bucks an hour a week. 99. You got down on your knees, said you'd take me for your wife. Need the flashing neon lights of the highway sign. Down the road at Shawnee Lake, oh, the fish jumped right onto the dinner plate.
Raggedy Edge, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Friday night at the Bellhop Cafe in Bellbrook or Saturday night at Spinoza's right there in the Fairfield Mall. We've got all the ways to connect with them on our Facebook page for facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Bob, Lynn, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Juliet. This has been great. Really a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you. Check out Raggedy Edge. That's Friday night at the Bellhop Cafe in Bellbrook or Saturday night at Spinoza's. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This is member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.